today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio.
الصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
Today, Monday, is the 9th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the blessed month of Allah, we open His book. This is chapter Ar-Rahman. We'll listen to verses 12 to 16. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wal habbudhul 'asfi war rayhan.
And grain having husks and scented plants.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ
He created man from clay like that of pottery.
وخلق الجان من مارج من نار
And he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
It is worthy of note that by mentioning such rhetorical question, God Almighty makes jinn and men encounter the reality to reflect upon such issues, and without recourse to any other injunction ask themselves, could any of these divine blessings be denied? If the answer is negative, why did they not recognize their Lord? Why did they not make use of showing gratitude toward their Lord as a means of recognizing His Lordship? Why did they not prostrate themselves at His divine threshold?
أهلاً بك يا رمضان
خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
And on the continuation of today's special by IRIB English Radio, we'll look at the ones who missed the opportunity of Ramadan. Ramadan is a chain of opportunities before us with its fasting, daily prayers, almsgiving, dhikr, that means remembering Allah, Quran, recitation of the Quran, and with all its potential good deeds, it is the market of the hereafter opened for spiritual shopping. It is a body of means which make the believer closer to his or her Lord. Ramadan is a set of hundreds of opportunities chained one after another, carrying the servant to paradise. It is a way for all who suffer as servants and hundreds and humans at the hands of the devil and the self and drift into swirls of sins and rebellion in different ways to cleanse and purify themselves.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The month Ramadan is regarded as the month of getting awake and the month of waking up. This is because throughout the year, I mean, in other times of throughout the year, we find that we people may not be that much attentive to our religious piety and religious deeds and religious observances. However, when it comes to the month Ramadan, we find that more people attend mosques or more people try to recite the Holy Quran. Even in Muslim lands, we find that throughout the month Ramadan, in Muslim lands, those people who haven't learned how to recite the Holy Quran, they attend Quran recitation classes, I mean, held in mosques or schools or houses and so on. And we find that those people, I mean, try to be more attentive to religious piety. This is because the month of Ramadan is regarded as the month of being awake or religious, this time of, revival. I mean, in fact, the month of Ramadan is regarded as a month of spiritual revival or spiritual coming up with, our duties. We find that, in everybody's life, it's necessary to observe that on some special occasions, special attention should be given to certain important things. For example, for a student, the end of academic year is the time of final examination. So if a student has been not that attentive. So if a student hasn't been that attentive to his lessons, we find that at the time of exam days, this student comes to be more attentive to his lessons and tries to compensate his or her shortcomings in other times of the academic year. The same holds true. Of course, this isn't, an exact analogy, but we find that the same holds true regarding our religious duties and observances. If throughout the year we haven't been that attentive to our religious jobs and observances and duties and rituals, we find that in the month of Ramadan, we are invited and we are expected to be more religious and to be more attentive to our religious duties. Thank you.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Reasons and will require benefiting from those blessings. They call for benefiting from the opportunity to the best Otherwise, one cannot turn one's back on them blindly. This is because one cannot always stay the same. In this respect, one should make good use of the fruitfulness of the month of Ramadan. If passed by carelessness and negligence, it leads to loss in the world and to deviation of mercy and forgiveness in the year after. It is as if one digs one's own grave and tumbles down in it. On reaping the opportunities in Ramadan, drawing us closer to Allah. This is achieved by recitation and reflecting on Al-Quran during the night and the day. Attending the prayers, remembering Allah, sitting in circles of knowledge. Also for those who can make itikaf or seclusion in some few nights of Ramadan, so to leave all worldly pursuits and seclude oneself in a masjid, in a mosque, just thinking of Allah. This brings us closer to Allah. When one sins, one feels disdain from Allah. That is why one might find it hard to read and reflect on the Quran and come to the masjid. However, the obedient worshipper feels closer to Allah and wants to worship Allah more because Allah forgives and is merciful. On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at the month of Ramadan as a time to reflect and an opportunity for change. Dear friend, the month of Ramadan should be used as a means of morals and spiritual growth. It is important that we plan out our month in advance to ensure we are maximizing the benefit we take from it. We should make a conscious effort to pray in congregation 5 times a day, look to pray the additional prayers, stand in vigils through the night prayers, and look to eating healthy, nutritious food. Through all this, you will notice a natural closeness develops with Allah, and a sense of calm and belonging comes over you. It is also important to ensure we use this blessed month as a time for moral development, self-improvement, and self-discipline. The month of Ramadan teaches us that we as can refrain from halal things, that is food and drink. Similarly, stay away from haram activities such as lying, backbiting, cheating, and fighting.
You might see people who have been praying and fasting for 40 and 50 years, but they haven't comprehended that they are the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look at the way they live their life, as if they're doing a favor upon Allah. Or as if they treat other people, they degrade other people, they humiliate other people. We have to feel weakness sometimes. Feeling weak is not a bad thing, my dear brothers and sisters. Feeling weak and reminding ourselves of our weakness is a rahmah from Allah upon us. If we would always feel powerful, if we would always feel wealthy and rich, and we were never in need, then that day, that is more dangerous to a person than the feeling of weakness. Why? Because when we feel rich, when we feel powerful, when we feel strong, we begin to fool ourselves. We begin to tell ourselves that I'm going to live forever. Nothing's going to harm me. I'm never going to feel hungry. I'm never going to feel weak. I'm never going to feel powerless. When a day is surely going to come when we will feel extremely weak. We will feel extremely powerless. So we have to remind ourselves that we are in reality powerless. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. When a person feels that they don't need anyone or anything, they start thinking that they don't need Allah anymore either. So when I feel hungry, I am reminding myself that I am weak. I'm reminding myself that a few hours of not eating and I feel weak. I feel dizzy. I feel lightheaded. I need to take a nap. I feel that I am reminded that everything that I have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep and remember us too in your prayers and worshiping. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجلسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن